Let's get through to our business editor, Giles Beckford, now, who is in with Ngā Kōrero, Kai Pākehi, a business update. Kia ora, Giles. How is Wall Street looking this morning?
Kia ora to you, Ingrid. It's looking a bit perky. Investors believing that last week's soft jobs report improves the chances that the Federal Reserve may be cutting interest rates this year. So at the moment, the Dow Jones is up 0.4%, the S&P 500 is up 0.75%, and the Nasdaq is 0.9% higher. Our own top 50 index had a bit of a shocking start to the week, falling nearly 1%, 117 points. Now, that was driven down partly by Tourism Holdings, which was down 36%, more than a dollar, after a big downgrade of its earnings outlook. Spark also dropped its earnings forecast, and it fell 5%. So not happy reading there. On the currency front, the New Zealand dollar, 60.1 US cents and 90.7 Australian.
Okay, and in your main bulletin, you're going to look at that Tourism Holdings tumble, but some other things in there as well.
As well, yes, the OECD report. More than a few pieces of advice there for the government to chew on, particularly on the message, balance the books. Westpac had a solid half-year report, but says the second half is going to be pretty tough. And Tourism Holdings, as we say, tumbles after it slashes its earnings forecast by a third. It seems tourism not quite the golden egg many might have hoped for.